This is the second day of eliminating passive content or passive activities on my mobile phone, right? So I deleted Twitter and Facebook because it was about just consuming information and this feed. I'm just spending more of my time just, you know, being passive there and just being a spectator rather than being an active contributor. And today I actually downloaded SCMP and Google News app as well again because I didn't want to be a passive observer anymore. And I think it's quite liberating in the sense, you know, it now forces me to be active in whatever I do. There are no passive activities on my phone. There are no mindless activities where just kind of I have to, where I could spend time or find an excuse to spend time, but rather something where I have to at least actively engage, right? Like recording or Medium or Gmail or something, or Messenger or WhatsApp, I have to actively and proactively contribute and engage. And this leads me to a larger thesis, which is, yeah, passive versus active contribution. Or rather, maybe passive consumerism or consumption and active contribution. And probably the latter is something that is more beneficial in the long term.